The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vetements, where we take a weekly deep dive into the world of fashion. I'm your host, DJ Jiggy. I'd like to start off with a thank you for listening to today's episode of my podcast series, Vetements. In today's chapter, we will be discussing and focusing on the youth fashion culture from across the world. Fashion in youth is extremely important to many. I mean, for me it is. I'm sure it is for others as well. As fashion often is a first expression to who passes by, many make sure it is good. To others, it is to fit into the most fashionable styles. While for another, it could be to stand out in the crowd. Fashion is a big part of youth culture. Since it plays a role in expressing, standing out, and much more, it is a way to show off what one has to others. In today's episode, we will talk about some of the background or history about the fashion culture in the youth and styles that arose and changed fashion in certain areas globally. Around the world, there are many countries that have amazing fashion. One that I highlight most out of is a country with a metropolis that has many citizens with insane outfits. A place that is filled with people who stand out of crowds as you walk through its streets. That country is Japan. In its heart is the metropolis Tokyo. In Harajuku especially, youth fashion is on a whole different level than what you see in your area. Youth culture is at its all-time high in fashion there, where different individuals wear unique clothes all over. With clothing shops in almost every corner, fashion is a lively and huge part of its culture. Again, as this podcast is about fashion and not history, I will provide a brief explanation on how it came to be today. In the 1970s, the Japanese youth began a counterculture against the adults in ways on how to dress. After World War II, the Japanese youth experienced an exposure in new culture, especially from the West. As the youth saw these new fashions, new styles and ways on how to dress emerged. Mixing Japanese culture with Western influences, fashion spread rapidly amongst the youth. Yoji Yamamoto, the designer, fused these two different cultures into his designs. The youth managed to create their own culture based on how they wished to express themselves. Styles such as Gyaru, Visual K, and much more grew up and blew up. As it was a youth-united counterculture, there was a massive amount of freedom given to the Japanese for self-expression and individuality. This spread to nearby areas, such as Shibuya. Now, the streets of Tokyo are heavily filled with clothing stores. Shibuya is now known for giving birth to Japan's fashion trends, while Harajuku is known for Tokyo's streetwear and fashion culture. Fashion is a huge part of the heart of Japan. In its streets today, the majority of its people are more well-dressed than an average person. When I took down a trip on Tokyo, Japan, I was amazed at how stylish the people were. I felt quite out of place, if I'm being honest, since my clothes were really basic compared to the citizens that were walking there. The fashion there is definitely taken more seriously in comparison to the United States. They take the freedom and self-expression to a different level. The Japanese use fashion as a way to distinguish themselves from everyone and express who they are. Similar to how I mentioned in the previous episode, it is a way to show individuality. Fashion is a creative way to express yourself, and that is what they did. If you were to be there in person, fashion is all over the place. They managed to successfully combine two different cultural styles, combine the past and present trends, like making a traditional kimono look more modern and fashionable, and make their own ways to dress. Japan is a place where its citizens choose style over comfort, take risks on how to dress, and break the typical fashion norms. For example, due to its history, there is a thing for gender bending. Men in Japan often dress in feminine clothes to express and to blur the gender boundaries that blocks creativity. It is very diverse, where the most out-of-pocket styles is seen differently in the streets of Japan. As Japan has a powerful youth culture on fashion, another country that is also quite big is Korea. South Korea, that is. Due to its mass media popularity like K-pop and K-drama, it not only influenced Korean youth, but also overseas, as Korean idols often dress in a more bold manner or in different ways. The youth audience is influenced by their ways of dressing. In K-dramas, Korean attire often catches the eye of viewers, especially in different countries like the United States. Even though some pieces in Korean fashion may seem basic, the culture creates creative ways on how to make it look incredibly fashionable. As Korean youth fashion is often not as exaggerated in comparison to Japanese youth fashion, it still focuses on self-expression. Korean youth fashion is often about wearing baggy, elegant, and the most up-to-date clothing, as beauty standards are relatively high compared to other places in the world. What they wear externally is a big part of how someone sees them. They then tend to dress up in a more fashionable way to exact it. Given these pieces that are worn by the youth in Korea, oversized clothes, skirts, leggings, and what is comfy but stylish is what seems to be commonly worn. Although I haven't been to South Korea, many sources display similar thoughts. In an article called Clothing in Korea on the website 90 Day Korean, the Korean society is focused on taking care of their appearance from head to toe, and it shows clearly on the streets. For both formal clothing and casual wear, the clothing style is usually planned further than simply throwing on the first clothes they find in the closet. If you are interested in how this looks visually, there are many videos or blogs of what people in Korea wear, which is quite interesting and also very fun to look at. That being said, as South Korea does have more liberty in expressing what they wish compared to the North, there is a lot of room for influence. Pieces that the youth wear can also come from the West. It goes both ways. The West influences fashion in different countries, just as different countries influence the West. When it comes to youth interested in fashion, many are open to seeing what other cultures wear. Coming back from my trip to Japan, I noticed how basic our fashion culture was. In Shibuya, everyone had crazy outfits, which pushed me to see what clothes were sold in that area. Some pieces of clothing were crazily over-exaggerated, while others were quite similar to what is seen on a daily basis. Of course, the overly exaggerated pieces went for a lot of yen, and I only bought what I liked, which cost a reasonable amount. There was a lot of diversity over there. Now, let's focus on the youth fashion culture in the US. What is going around here? When it comes to the US, there are tons of styles that are trending around. As fashion in the youth grew during the 1960s, many styles emerged, just like the punk style we talked about last episode. To leather jackets and preppy attire, the youth were a growing group after World War II. Just like the Japanese youth, teenagers were able to spend money on fashion due to a booming economy. The growing media led the youth to recognize celebrities in music and movies, being influenced by their way of life. Celebrities like James Dean took part in breaking the societal norms of how teenagers are needed to be. Music like rock and roll also pushed the teenagers' counterculture. Now, how does this connect to the current culture of the youth? Well, media influence is still a big thing, obviously. Media can influence different aspects of living, like fashion. Similar trends are still popular today, just like wearing merchandise from an artist or band. Let's take social media first. There are several different types of social media that the youth use. Some of the main platforms that are quite big, though, are TikTok and Instagram. In TikTok, there are countless influencers that promote different clothing styles. Now, in youth fashion, there are a handful of people whose outfits base come from TikTok. Some could be to express themselves just how fashion is supposed to do. The only thing, though, that bothers me, in my opinion, is that everyone looks quite similar. Let me explain. Trends are about wearing a popular item for a reason, and yes, that may be the case when it comes to that. However, most of the people wearing a popular style that is trending because of social media are to mainly fit in. It limits self-expression and uniqueness. It is about people copying a style completely and having no individuality behind it. Only just to look like the original person wearing it because they are either good looking or popular. I understand some clothing pieces on why they are popular, like bagginess because it's comfy, but not others. Of course, it differentiates for different people, but you don't always have to dress like everyone else. It is better to be unique, wear what you like. Whether it is about copying other people or to express yourself, do what you want. I'm just expressing my very own opinion. Getting a bit sidetracked though, what I'm trying to say is that the youth fashion culture in the US is heavily influenced. Pieces of clothing that are quite popular currently are, of course, the bagginess in jeans, camo clothing, jorts, and the skater look. Styles that base off of one's music taste are also fairly big. Again, wearing a band or artist's merchandise is popular. Styles such as emo, streetwear are somewhat music-based, but are now a quite big uncommon. There's also a misconception of different styles such as grunge, Y2K, emo again, goth, and alt fashion. There are stereotypes of how they look like, quote-unquote, but are not exactly that. They don't take in mind the traditional look and normalize the stereotypical look. How this then affects the youth fashion is that then many consider themselves as a certain style, even though they technically aren't, and they only dress in a stereotypical aspect that has been normalized. There is also influence from different countries. Like in Japan, they introduced the US to the avant-garde design. Rei Kawakubo brought these ideas, later influencing different designers. From South Korea, K-pop and K-drama, again, influence different styles of clothes. There's also a popular minimalist design in clothing and other items that was introduced from Korea as well. The youth culture is different from country to country. They contain different trends and have diversity. They are unique and contain self-expression. As they contain different histories, they are quite similar to an extent. Though from different parts of the world, they have the ability to influence different fashion cultures for the youth. There is always a small piece of a different culture in yours. In Vetements, we will take a deeper look into what makes up fashion. As there are several topics to cover, I hope you will continue to stick with us through our journey. Tune in for the next episode, where we will focus on the different luxurious items and brands in the fashion industry. Once again, thank you for joining my podcast. This is your host, DJ Jiggy, hopping off the mic. Until next time. And remember, wear what you want. Fashion is a way of self-expression.